competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking, because this offer,
$149 or less,
ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/140.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The alliance between the U.S. and Ukraine dissolving after a tense exchange at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky, along with Vice President J.D. Vance in the Oval Office. President Trump telling Zelensky to make a deal or we're out. ABC's Martha Raddatz has more.
I imagine this was extremely difficult for President Zelensky to sit through and to hear the things that they were saying to him. J.D. Vance saying flat out, after calling it, diplomacy, you're wrong. Having President Trump say to him, Zelensky has gotten up every morning and tried to defend his country. Hear him say, you wouldn't be a tough guy if it wasn't for us.
According to the White House official, President Trump asked President Zelensky to leave after their Oval Office exchange. Zelensky leaving the White House without taking reporter questions. This is ABC News. Phase one of the tentative ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas set to end this weekend. Egypt says officials from Israel, Qatar, and the U.S. have started intensive discussions on phase two. That's set to include the return of all remaining living hostages held in Gaza. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more.
What Hamas wants to do is stick to the original agreement and for phase one to end tomorrow and for phase two to begin. And why this is important is because phase two is supposed to lead to a definitive end to the war, the release of all remaining living hostages, and the withdrawal, the full withdrawal of IDF forces from the entire Gaza Strip.
Apple announcing it's coming out with a new feature aimed at helping parents protect their children more effectively on social media. That function will allow developers to access age information volunteered by their parents. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Republican lawmakers are reintroducing legislation to prohibit persons under the age of 18 from accessing gender-affirming care in Wisconsin. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer chairs the legislative LGBTQ plus caucus.
To put this out there when you know it's not going to become law, I think is even more cruel.
Wisconsin State Journal reports the bill would ban procedures for those under 18 if done for the purpose of changing the minor's body to correspond to a sex that is discordant with the minor's biological sex. Democrat Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation that reached his desk last session. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending in their race.
Both making their pitch to a recent Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in Madison. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel says he entered the race because he saw partisan promises made in the 2023 Supreme Court election.
And then I saw the incredible money. It's going to be worse this time.
Schimmel telling reporters liberal philanthropist George Soros is supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford says Schimmel is also getting billionaire backing.
Elon Musk is trying to buy a seat on our Supreme Court.
Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dane County Regional Airport saw its second highest passenger total ever in 2024.
The airport in Madison served 2,347,990 total passengers last year, just 1.4% shy of its all-time record in 2019. Airport officials say early indicators suggest that growth could extend into this year. They attribute the success to the return of key destinations, introduction of new services, and a new airline, and sustained high demand for air travel. The top nonstop destinations out of Madison in 2024 were Denver, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Man, that was a rough one for the grain markets. Wow, what a week. The grain markets today had to deal with end-of-the-month positioning, reaction to USDA Ag Outlook Forum, one of the craziest meetings of world leaders ever, and the threat of tariffs that could disrupt trade with three of our five biggest ag trading partners. Wow, like I said, what a week.
Live. What a week, what a week, what a week, what a mighty wild week. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Greg McBride from Allendale. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Woo! Hey, thank you so much. You know what? Usually what I do during the lunch hours, I'll have a little bit of lunch, do something, you know, get rid of some of the hunger pains, and then I'll have a cup of coffee. You know, let's recharge. Let's get going. Yep. I needed no cup of coffee over this lunch hour.
A little bit going on today, isn't there?
I'm watching this. You can't really call it the press conference. It's when they're in the Oval Office, and Trump is sitting there with another leader from another country, and they are, you know, slapping each other on the back and having a good time and answering some reporter questions, and everything's good. I'm watching that and thinking, okay, where's this going to go with Ukrainian President Zelensky? And it went off the rails. I mean, just completely off the rails. Zelensky was shell-shocked with President Trump telling him that he doesn't know what he's doing, that he is playing with fire and risking World War III. And then, Davis, President Trump, and you know what? I think it might have been Secretary of State Rubio. It is who might have just said, you know what? We're going to end this. The way that they're describing it is Zelensky got kicked out of the White House.
They just shut it down and sent him on his way?
There was supposed to be more talks this afternoon that would would wrap up the conversation about how Ukraine was going to repay the U.S. with natural resources. Let's just call it that, because I'm not exactly sure exactly what it would all be. Let's just call it natural resources. But it turned into a shutdown. It was dramatic. I'm telling you. It was something to behold.
What must it be like for a guy like Trump, who's running for office and watching all of that unfold from the comfort of his own living room? You know, it had to have been driving him crazy the whole time. No, I would have. Oh, why did?
The whole time.
Yeah,
the whole time. And that's why he made the promise that, you know, on day one, he was going to end the conflict, the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah.
Now, it's not day one. I get that. But in the 4-year picture, he wants to get this done, and the sooner the better, is what he's thinking. Man, oh, man, we got a lot to talk about with Greg McBride today. looking forward to the conversation with him. Let's get to the news.
Absolutely. Well, political uncertainty played a major role in the grain markets today. After trading sharply lower earlier this week, wheat futures tried to trade higher early today, with traders covering some short positions. But by the end of the session, corn and bean prices pulled wheat futures lower, and fresh selling on the last day of the month sent prices to a session low close. Traders point to the likely initiation of tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and additional tariffs on imports from China as a source of selling incentive. The public disagreement between U.S. President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky added to the defensive tone in the grain markets. July soft red winter wheat futures closed on session lows and at the lowest level since January 28. July HRW wheat futures were 11.5 cents lower at 5.86. July SRW down 7.5 cents to 5.69 1/4. July spring wheat futures closed at 6.11 down 7 1/4 cents, Chip.
Yeah, very good. On the week, July SRW futures down 48 cents. July HRW futures down 47 3/4 cents.
Oh, gosh.
And July spring wheat futures were down 49 cents on the week. Wow.
Well, corn futures opened steady and tried to trade higher, but spent most of the session lower on the day. Progress in planting Brazil's Safrinha corn crop generated some selling, but the political uncertainty and the potential for trade retaliations from Mexico and Canada next week sent corn prices solidly lower. Combine that with first notice day on March contracts and position evening at the end of the month, and corn futures posted double-digit losses. July corn futures closed lower for a sixth consecutive session. Today's session low close was the lowest since January 9. May corn futures 11.5 cents lower today at 4.69 1/2. July corn down 11 cents, 4.75 3/4. December corn futures closed at 4.55, down 6 3/4 cents, Chip.
Yeah, I knew the bear spreads were working in the corn market this week. I didn't realize that it was to this degree. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask Greg about that when we get him on. Why exactly did it happen? But July corn this week, down 33 3/4 cents. December corn, I think I've got this right, is down just 20 cents. So, we'll talk about that coming up in a bit.
Well, good progress in harvesting the Brazilian bean crop put pressure on the bean market, with soy products trading in opposite directions. Despite the sale of 20,000 metric tons of U.S. bean oil to unknown destinations, bean oil futures were sharply lower against the modest gains in bean meal, and that pulled soybean prices lower. The political uncertainty and threats of tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada and a new round of tariffs on imports from China increased selling pressure. The promise of retaliatory action by China also encouraged selling. July bean futures opened steady, traded higher, but then reversed to close on session lows and below support at the January 17 low. That will have chart watchers targeting the January 10 low of 10.19 1/2. May beans today 11 1/2 cents lower at 10.25 3/4. July beans down 12, 10.40. November beans closed at 10.29 1/2, down 12 1/4 cents, Chip.
All right, July soybeans on the week down 33 cents. November beans down 30 1/4. July bean oil down 314 points. And July soybean meal down $3.70 a ton.
December cotton was 79 points lower today at 67.88, Chip.
Yeah, on the week, December cotton down 127 points.
Well, let's go to the livestocks where April fat cattle opened near session highs and closed near session lows with reports of $2 lower cash cattle trade. April fats $3.47 lower, 192.65. March feeder futures $1.47 lower, 274.97. And on your snout side, April lean hog futures opened higher, spiked resistance at $85, and then fell back to close on session lows just above support at the October 9 low of 83.52.5. April lean hog futures 70 cents lower today at 83.67.5. June hogs down $2.57 to 95.02.5, Chip.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that the cash the cattle futures saw as much pressure as they did today. Box beef prices. Choice graded box beef up 64 cents today, this morning, so it wasn't all that bad. April live cattle on the week down $1.30. March feeders up $7.25. That's what 30 cents down in corn will get you. And April lean hog futures $4 lower in this week's trade. We've got Greg McBride from Allendale Inc. up next here on AgriTalk.
As a grower, when you take out a land loan from FBN Finance, you're borrowing more than money. You're borrowing expertise from loan advisors who are often farmers themselves. You're borrowing loan technology that makes smart decisions faster and easier. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Farming is dangerous. There's
tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.71%.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. It's Friday afternoon. Come on, let's lighten up a little bit, huh? It's not all bad. We can, I'm sure that we will find some positive vibes before this is all done. Davis, you got to work on that. Positive vibes for the end of the show.
Way ahead of you, brother. 70 degrees and sunny.
Oh, Well, okay,
what more do you want?
I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but I will say this. But the wind's blowing 50 miles an hour.
Not in the middle of town, bro. Not in the middle of town. I got a 10-mile wind block on all sides.
Yeah, it is in the middle of the timber. I'll guarantee that. Okay, I checked my quotes and my math on corn during the break. And, yeah, July corn this week. Down 33¾ cents. December corn on the week was down 20 cents. So, bear spread's working big time in the corn. We'll talk to Greg McBride from Allendale Inc. about that in a little bit, but I just want to get his general thoughts first. Greg, how are you, man? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me. I don't know. I mean, after the week we've had, is there anything good to talk about?
There's got to be. We got to find something, man. That's right. We can find something. Okay, but before we get to that, just give me your general take on the way that these markets traded this week. This was tough.
It was. There was a lot of information to kind of digest. I mean, at one point we had tariffs that were starting on as soon as March 4th. Then it was No, the cabinet meeting, he said it was going to be April 2nd, and then we were back to March 4th, and, I mean, this is the way things go now. It's minute by minute, but we also had the Ag Forum this week, and it was first notice day, and we had the options go off last Friday, so it's a lot of stuff going on. You're setting the spring crop insurance, and, with those March contracts, a lot of elevators, a lot of guys are calling in those basis contracts, and any of that stuff that's sitting at the bin saying, hey, let's take it. Let's not let this go. So you might have had some farmer engagement on this thing, and that led to tipping things over a little bit.
Yeah, and we might have had some Brazilian farmer engagement on this thing too, where they just decided, listen, we got to get some downside price coverage in place.
Right. Well, they're cheaper than we are. So, I mean, this is the time of the year where they should be locking some of that stuff in. I mean, I know the first crop is only a quarter of the overall production for corn, but it is something that they have to be watching. They have to market just like we do.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Exactly right. Okay. You said it. I mean, there's so much coming at everyone. Mm-hmm. In these markets right now, how do you manage that? How do you digest it? And how do you turn it into a marketing decision that everybody's got to make every day, even if that decision is to do nothing, still deciding? But it can be a little overwhelming, can't it?
Yeah. I mean, some of this is just, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was 2-3 weeks ago, we had this, I think it was Reuters had said that they were doing something with tariffs, and then the market goes and falls off, and then goes and rallies, and then the White House comes out and contradicts what Reuters had said, and next thing you know, we're going back the other way. And it was just this whole back and forth thing. And this is the way that things have gone for, essentially the last 5 weeks, ever since the inauguration. It's been, what's the next tweet going to do? Well, that's tough to live on if you're going to be, speculative trading on this stuff. But if you're truly hedging, this is where you have to get a plan. You have to stick to that plan. If you say that your top side of this corn market is, let's just say it's $5 for December corn, or let's say it's $5.20 for old crop, you have to say, okay, did we get there? Well, on the old crop, we did. Let's take some action. Let's get some cash sold. Or if we're going to hang on to cash for whatever reason, let's get our hedges in place. You got to find that plan and kind of tune out the noise, even though, yes, it can move the market from day to day or hour to hour or minute to minute, but you kind of you have to stick to a plan, and you have to have a little bit of discipline, because there's a lot of emotion that goes into this stuff. And you get guys that'll call and they'll say, oh my gosh, did you hear this? And then 5 minutes later, it's completely debunked and we're going right back the other way. So, right. sticking to a plan, having a plan in the first place, and then sticking to it is the other part.
Man, well said, and great perspective right there, Greg. Really good. Have that plan. Get it in place. Know what you're going to do before the market gets there. That's the number one thing. And, you know, when it gets to $5 like it did here a couple of weeks ago, whatever, you don't want to get there and then say, okay, geez, maybe I should sell some. You should have made that decision way before it got there if you were going to be making any sales. So just, be prepared. Be prepared. Something else that you said, Greg, I think is important, and I want to flesh it out a little bit more here. Number one, the media is reporting everything, every little comment that is being said. And that, you know, that's the media's job. I'll say that. But the market is unbelievably sensitive to whatever's being reported. We need to understand that and sometimes just give the market some room, right?
Yeah, you can't have that knee-jerk reaction that the market's going to have because they're doing all that stuff. I mean, we've been through this before. You know, this is Trump 2.0. Trump 1.0 was very much the same. It was, and if you remember, you go back to 18 and 19 when the whole trade war thing started, it was look out below. Well, we knew going into it what his plan was, what he wanted. His whole thing with trade was to balance things out. He's not changed that rhetoric ever since.
Right.
So we knew we were going to go into it with this attitude of it could get worse before it gets better. I mean, you look at what we did with the phase one trade deal. It was a great thing for trade. We didn't get everything out of it that we wanted to, and it's still completely unfulfilled, but it is something that when it came back strong, and that's something that we know going into it, that's what's going to happen. So trust the process, but you also have to remember there's more pain in the red for these farmers than there is if it goes up. If it goes up, fantastic, let's go. But I can't make it go back up. We have to have a plan based off of what we know. You look at those USDA numbers, and I know nobody wants to believe them, but that's what we have to work with. Let's work with that. And until it changes like it did in January or like it did for the 3, 4, 5 months before that, okay, you recognize that change, but there's a limit to how much you can do, and then you also have to price in some of this risk with some of these tariffs and stuff.
Yeah. You know, that big update that we had back on January 10th, that was a really nice marker on the chart because of the way that it started a very nice climb in that corn market where we could all get on stage in front of a group of farmers and say, guys, January 10th was a game changer. It changed everything. Greg, we're back into the range that we had on January 10th now in July corn. Mm-hmm. How have we given all that up?
Well, I mean, and you had mentioned kind of how the spreads were working this week.
Yeah.
I you know, you talk about you're going to get a lot of this was pumped up in the funds making their move. They made their record low back in August I think it was mid August last year. Record low. After they had already made a record low back in February, they came back, did it again.
Yep.
Ever since then, we flipped what 600, almost 700,000 contracts from that record low.
Yep.
And in doing that, what'd you do? You picked up a dollar.
Yeah.
You picked up $1 off the lows. It was the slowest grind in 700,000 contracts going the other way. Whereas you look at what we did this week, just in the last few days here, you dropped just for this week, you dropped 35 cents. Yeah. You gave back a third of it in what would probably be, and I don't even know, we won't know until next Friday, maybe 100,000 contracts switching hands back the other way.
Yeah.
So it's the old adage, and it depends on where you're from and how you say it, but you take the stairs up and you take the elevator shaft to the bottom, right?
Yep. Well, it sure looks like that's what we're doing right now. No doubt. Yeah. That dollar rally, that was about, the stealthiest dollar rally, and it just was a grind to the upside all the way back to that August low. It's really been something. All right, we are off and running with Greg McBride from Allendale Inc. We're going to talk ag outlook for him. I want to get your take on the takeaways from that. I want to get your grain outlook, and I want to talk about some risk management strategies. We'll do that next here on AgriTalk.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 11.5 cents lower at 586. July soft red wheat down 7.5 cents to 569.25. May corn futures were 11.5 cents lower on the day, 469.5. December corn futures closed at 455, down 6.75 today. May soybean futures were 11.5 cents lower at 10.25¾. Novi beans closed at 10.29½. That's down 12¼ cents. December cotton 79 points lower at 67.88. On your livestock, April fat cattle $3.47½ lower at 192.65. March feeder futures $1.47½ lower, 274.97½. And April lean hog futures 70 cents lower on the day to 83.67½. Try ProFarmer.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word. Whether you've been farming a little while or all your life, it's time to celebrate and see what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us for the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate one of Wisconsin's oldest traditions. The 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are in the middle of a conversation with Greg McBride from Allendale Inc. Greg, one of the one of the things that was causing a little bit of whiplash, you did a great job laying out the timeline earlier, talking about the tariffs, the March 4, then April 2, then March 4. It may be completely unfair of me to ask you. I'm just going to ask you, do you think it's going to happen next week?
Canada and China, yes. Mexico is up in the air. The reason I say that, it sounds like the president of Mexico is really doing everything she can to try and meet to some of President Trump's expectations. And now, there's only so much you can do in a short time, but yeah. I think that's if the effort is there, maybe he'll push that back another month. But it doesn't necessarily turn anything bullish. It does maybe, push things out a little bit, but it doesn't turn anything bullish at this point.
Okay. All right. There's some that are going to say, well, she had 30 days. This was supposed to be an early February initiation and they pushed it back a month. Jim, that makes good sense because I honestly, Greg, I hadn't been given the idea of splitting up the tariffs on Mexico and Canada and saying, okay, they might do Canada, but not do Mexico. But now that you've said it, yeah. Why couldn't they do that? That makes some pretty good sense to me. And Sean Haney was on, the free for all with us on this morning's hour, and from his Canadian perspective, he said, you know what, we're done talking about it. If you're going to do it, let's put those tariffs on and let's hash this out. And then I started to pick up that attitude out there on social media, where some people were kind of chiming in along with Greg and along with Sean. And saying, he makes a good point. Let's just get this on. I don't know if that's going to be the safe way or the safe approach or not, but it's one possibility, isn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like Canada's kind of, and I won't say they've stopped, but it does feel like that they've kind of slowed down their efforts to say, yeah, whatever you want, mm-hmm. But. When you kind of talk about whether you could split them up, it's not that we don't have any laws anymore, but we have kind of some of the rules have been thrown out the door. President Trump has basically said, we're going to put it on everybody. And then we're going to negotiate with everyone individually. Yeah. So it's blanket statement tariffs. And then we'll do it individually. What stops us from doing the, that with the USMCA,
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. It's a good point. Okay. USDA Ag Outlook Forum this week. Were there any headliners from you? What did you learn?
It was pretty well as expected when it came to the corn and the beans. I don't know. I have a lot of people telling me that, that we've got to buy some bean acres here. And I feel like it's too late. I kind of feel like we might be a little bit low on that, corn number from the USDA, 94, 84 for beans is probably appropriate. Could be a little bit lower. I wouldn't be surprised if we were at 87 point something last year. I wouldn't be surprised if we're like 85.5. This year to start and then maybe work our way down. Cause if it's clear and we're dry in the Midwest,
yep.
What's another bag of corn going in, yep. So I look at those numbers. I don't see any issues with it. I can make the case for, the trend line yield. We haven't hit it yet, but we keep getting closer to it.
Yep.
So
yep.
it'll happen. The thing that I didn't see any news on that one that really gave me any pause. I mean, you're talking roughly $2 billion in carryout again. We were there last year. 320 on beans is, I think that's a little bit low, but, if you go with what I think as far as acres, you're back to 365, 380, just like we are right now. So at that point, essentially nothing's changed.
Gotcha. Yeah, the new crop corn soybean price ratio right now, 2.26 to 1. Hey, beans aren't working too hard to buy any more acres back, are they?
No, and
like you said, it's probably too late.
Well, and it's going to be hard to make money in the Midwest on beans this year. I mean, what was it? U of I put out some information back in January about their break even for soybeans at cash at 11.05, which means that in a lot of places here in the Midwest, you got to be 11.50 or above to make right. that work. Right. I've got some private groups that I work with that they're telling me 12.05 is their break even. So yeah. If that's the case, I mean, it's going to be a tough road to hoe for the soybeans this year. That's why $5 corn can make sense in the Midwest when you're, getting 200, 250 bushels to the acre.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What is your outlook for this corn market, bean market? When you imagine what this trade looks like in 30 or 5 days, what do you see?
Probably some lower trade. If we're talking old crop, corn, put us down closer to somewhere between 435, 450, new crop, I mean, it's going to be similar 425, 435, something like that. On the beans, we're probably going to put a 9 in front of it for just a minute or two, and then work our way back up. Upside is $5 roughly on corn. So on the new crop. So when I say that we are doing the same thing as last year, I mean, what did we come in? 498.75 is our high for December corn, in May last year. So that's probably what we're going to see. Beans, I have a feeling we're going to see 11.15 to 11.50. For upside for the new crop. So the thing I'm a little bit concerned about though is, I don't know if you saw the ethanol, numbers that got released. The overall, production numbers and the efficiency with what we've got for ethanol, that's a little bit scary. So if your production was up 2.5% year over year in December, but the amount that you used was down 2.5%.
Yep.
That's a crazy efficiency that those test weights in the Midwest makes a big difference. So that could equate to, 100, 175 million bushels. And if you tack that on, all of a sudden we're talking 1.7-ish carryout for old crop corn and 2.2 roughly.
Yep. You got to the topic that I was thinking about talking about at the end of the show, but I want to stay there because USDA Ag Outlook kept their corn for ethanol use at 5.5 billion bushels for the 25-26 marketing year. Well, it could be because of the efficiency of that 24 corn crop making ethanol.
Yeah. And that was a conversation we were having with some of our local producers here, Northern Illinois. They all were talking how, they had record yields last year and they were talking about how great the test weights were. Yeah. And they said, this might be an issue. And we saw it in October was like 2.3% better. And November was 2.9% better as far as the efficiency goes. So, I don't know if December at 4.7 is an outlier, but holy cow, if that's the case, all of a sudden you're not quite as friendly as you were. I mean, we went from 2.1, 2.2 billion on the old crop down to 1.54. Now all of a sudden we're talking roughly 1.7 again. It's still okay, but it's not nearly as good of an outlook as it was.
I hear you. Okay, that March corn contract made the push up there, closed above $5 once, and that was it. You see a $5 upside when you look at these other contracts out there. It sounds to me like you're looking for strength to sell.
Yeah, I have been. I was selling into that rally. Now that I feel like we've seen the funds kind of roll it over, I'm gonna hold. I'm gonna bide my time. I think we'll see some downside. Anybody that's sold into it will probably look at some reownership after the March report or something like that. Okay. And then I think we'll get another rally. I think, you know, we do tend to get that spring rally, too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry type mentality. So May, mid-May, mid-June, you'll probably get another rally that you need to sell against this year.
Okay. Yeah. That's corn and soybeans there.
Yeah, corn and soybeans. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right. All right. Excellent. Excellent. I've only got about 20 seconds. Anything to tell me on cattle?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like everything else. It's wild. I think you're going to start to see the funds back out. You might have seen it start with the fat cattle the other day, but the feeders went to record longs last week. They probably added to that this week. So you got to be a little bit careful up here, but I think at some point they will start to back out of that, and that's where you get a little bit of relief coming in.
Gotcha. Greg, great job today, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. That is Greg McBride, Allendale Inc. Put some good perspective on what's going on in these markets with some great outlook and topped it off with what to do about it. Davis and I'll be right back.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-894-3737. That's 800-894-3737.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-637-9116. That's 1-800-637-9116. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-637-9116.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
It's called Invita. Invita allows all crops to fix their own nitrogen and reduce fertilizer. It's helped farmers grow millions of acres of corn with less nitrogen. And less nitrogen is good for the corn, good for our farmers, and good for our planet. Invita's sustainable technology helps farmers maximize profitability with guaranteed results, which makes Invita an investment that's good for us all. Learn more at azotic.com/investor. That's azotic.com/investor.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
So bye-bye, Jenna. They sending me to Crop Tour.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. We're fooling around on a Friday. Your pal Davis Michelson here with Chip Lord. Big Apple Joe's no help. You know, he's no help with this situation.
Yeah, that's none. None at all.
No. Good talk with Greg McBride, though. I mean, let's focus. A few more minutes of focus if we can get there, because I do have a couple of questions.
Yeah?
No?
Yeah, go! I'm ready!
I'm sure this will be an easy one for you. I think I know the answer, but this is one of those questions I'm asking in case there are listeners who are sort of in the same boat as me, don't quite know. Why is it too late for beans to buy acres back? Are you talking on price there? We don't have time to rally? Or what's the story? Why is it
the
too late?
The decisions have been
it
made.
It can't be.
Decisions have been made. That's the reason.
Okay. Okay.
And not only that, but how good was last fall? You know, for field work.
Yeah.
And everything. So you did there was a lot of prep done for corn. This last fall, there's still time to move some, but boy, don't count on it happening in a big way. And if it does happen in a big way, it would probably be in the South. Ben Renchie on the Farmer Forum on Wednesday said that he was talking with one of his peers from down south, and he said, listen, it's going to be corn to corn to corn to corn to corn. We're getting rid of cotton. And now if the bean market would perk up in relation to corn, and like I said, that price ratio right now is 2.26 to 1. That's a long ways from beans trying to buy any corn.
Yeah.
Or trying to buy any acres. So we'd have to see quite a bit of movement there, but I guess you could still get some to switch over to beans instead of corn down in southern production areas. But they're even closer, Davis, to putting seed in the ground. It's March.
Right. That's right.
It's March.
Right.
They're going to be doing it. The crappie are about to start biting on Lake Washington in Mississippi. It is time.
Well, and if you're in those areas, you know, Greg was talking about break evens on soybeans in the $11.50, some north of of $12. Boy, that kind of makes it an easy decision, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, we talk about this, and this is a bummer, so we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we talk about this quite often. There's times that you manage profits, and there's times that you manage losses. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're looking at a break over north of $12 this year, you, at least for now, you are seriously managing losses. So what you're really doing is just trying to generate as many dollars per acre as you can. And in, I mean, not many cases, like all the cases, those dollars are generated by corn. It's it costs more to put that acre of corn in the ground, but when you need dollars for cash flow, that's where corn wins.
Yeah, yeah. Can we talk a little tariff stuff here?
Sure.
Couple of thoughts. Greg McBride from Allendale was our guest today, everyone. His thought is, Canada and China next week to get the tariffs. Mexico has been cooperative, so probably not them. Let me just throw this in. This is from Wiesmeyer's commentary from this morning on ProFarmer.com. Mexico extradites top cartel figures to U.S. in major drug war move in bid to ward off U.S. tariffs. So 29 high-profile cartel operatives transferred to U.S. custody.
Huh? Was that a timing move on the part of Sheinbaum?
Kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you had them,
yeah.
Why were we not working to turn them over already? You know, is it? Yeah. Oh, geez, we need to tuck these guys away and hold on to them until we get the next tariff threat.
Yeah.
Let's get over that. If you can make progress on the fentanyl coming across the border, let's mm-hmm. make progress. And if that mm-hmm. means shipping those criminals,
yeah,
then ship them.
Yeah, ship them. Well, and, you know, President Sheinbaum does appear to be, she's doing it. She's doing the stuff here. Now, for Canada's part.
Don't underestimate her.
Yeah.
Do not.
She's kind of switched on, isn't she? Yeah,
she really is. Yep.
And then we got Canada. They did send their new, I'm using air quotes, fentanyl czar.
Yeah.
But their comment, kind of from the Canada side, they're like, "Look, the fentanyl thing, that's mostly not from our side.
That,
it's from the
southern exactly
border.
Right.
Leave us alone, man."
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But how would you like to be that Canadian fentanyl czar having to go meet with Homan? No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want any bit of that.
No, no.
And if I am in that position, I am taking with me a 5-step plan that is going to end everything and anything that you want stopped at that border.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have it all. Holy smokes.
I've only seen him on TV, but I imagine Tom Homan to be about 7'2".
Yeah.
I mean, imagine shaking that guy's hand and it's like a baseball mitt, you know?
Okay, so there was one last thing that I wanted to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, go on.
There's one last thing, and I'm going to make this very quick. I am not going to dwell on it. I think that over the weekend, people are going to look at that argument between President Trump and President Zelensky. They're going to watch it, and I think the attitude is going to be, jeepers, crony, look at him stand up for America. Huh. Look at that. Look at what he is doing. My first thought was, boy, there's a whole bunch of crazy going on right now.
Yeah.
But when you really think about it, what's he doing? He's standing up for America. Keep
he
doing
is.
It, President Trump. Thank you. All right. National Weather Service, 6 to 10-day outlook, March 6th through the 10th, above normal in the central and west, near normal temperatures in the east, below normal precipitation across the Corn Belt. Monday morning, Big Apple Joe and I will be live from Commodity Classic in Denver at the USB booth. Come on, stop by.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that. I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way, anyone, even someone like you, can sleep get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A tense exchange between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, leading Zelensky being asked to leave the White House.